This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. As Arkansas's 3rd District continues to grow exponentially, this week we were able to address some of our local pressing infrastructure needs. The House Appropriations Committee, on which I sit, marked up its Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Bill, and in it were a number of projects important to my district. We were able to do it through a program called Community Project Financing, the former Earmark program. The subject of community projects, or earmarks, has often been debated in Congress. Remember, we went a decade without them. And without them, we cede the authority to decide where all the money goes to the executive branch. You see, I believe it's our Article I responsibility, so complete with transparency and limited to 1% of the overall title of the bill, and let me say without increasing spending, we now have the ability to fund some much-needed projects locally, and I try to do that. In this year's bill, for example, I included funding to help the Greenwood Bypass down in Sebastian County, the Highway 412 I-49 interchange in northwest Arkansas, an extension of Gravett's sanitary sewer program from city proper out to I-49, the Bella Vista Bypass, a restoration of the Black Bass Dam in Eureka Springs that's in a state of disrepair, and a major improvement to the infrastructure at Lake Weddington, and a major repair to the 13th Street Bridge, north of Rogers, actually in Little Flock. These governments don't have the money to do what these projects call for, so with a little help from the federal government, these improvements are on the way. But let me be clear. These projects do not increase federal spending. They come from line items in the federal budget that must remain under the caps established by Congress. So instead of the bureaucrats in Washington making these decisions, we get to direct some of that money, as we should, and I try to help my district where I can. As a former mayor and as someone who travels extensively throughout my district, I believe I have a unique insight into the true needs of my district. Clearly, we need help on I-49 and Highway 412. Many of my small communities have issues that they are simply not equipped to handle, and where possible, I try to use my voice on the Appropriations Committee to advocate for these projects. There's no doubt that I-49 is a game-changer in our area. Same for 412. We've helped XNA with many of its ongoing projects. And I have a heart for our smaller communities, so where I can, I try to partner on some of these local priorities. Now that the bill has been reported by our committee, we still have a lot of work to do to make it into law. We will have to conference with the Senate, work out our differences there, and then hopefully get it to the desk of the President for his signature. When that happens, our work will be complete and these dollars will flow. So when you travel the area, know that many of your tax dollars that go to the federal government do end up coming right back home, as they should. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.